Swimming Home, Deborah Levy. Madeline Sheridan was trying to pay for a scoop of caramelized nuts she had bought from the Mexican vendor on the Esplanade. The smell of burnt sugar made her greedy for the nuts that would at last, she hoped, choke her to death. Her nails were crumbling, her bones weakening, her hair thinning, her waist gone forever. She had turned into a toad in old age, and if anyone dared to kiss her, she would not turn back into a princess because she'd never been a princess in the first place. "These damn coins! What's this one, Jürgen?" Before Jürgen could answer, she whispered, "Did you see Kitty Finch doing that thing to me?" He shrugged. "Sure, Kitty Cat has something to say to you. But now she has some new friends to make her happy. I have to book the horse riding for Nina. The cat will take her." She let him take her arm and steer her, a little too fast, into one of the bars on the beach. He was the only person she talked to in any detail about her life in England and her escape from her marriage. She appreciated his stupor. It made him non-judgmental. Despite the difference in their age, she enjoyed his company. Having nothing to do in life but live off other people and his wits, he always made her feel dignified rather than a sad case, probably because he wasn't listening.